quarter-finals of the FA Cup tonight. The Premier League clubs meet at the London Stadium. Port Vale are in the hat, and that's after their shock win over Sunderland yesterday. That's the latest. I'm Jenny Barsby.
The Conservatives say they'd let police dole out immediate checks for low-level offences and crack down on cannabis if they return to power. They're also pledging to recruit 10,000 extra officers in England and Wales, triple the use of stop and search, and expand live facial recognition. Labour says the Tories decimated neighbourhood policing and left the criminal justice system on the verge of collapse. A man who posted propaganda for the so-called Islamic State group on social media has been jailed for 5 years. Shahzad Ali of New Pod published hundreds of videos on Instagram and TikTok. Ali interspersed material in support of the group with footage of pride marches and martial arts to deceive algorithms on the social media platforms. A series of commemorative flights will take place across the UK, including in St. Athan, to mark 90 years since the first flight of the Supermarine Spitfire. Working with Spitfires.com, the Royal Air Force is supporting a nationwide tour by a two-seat Spitfire painted to represent the original prototype K5054, parting on the 15th of April. And crews from the RNLI stations across the UK came together for Women in Search and Rescue training and week at the RNLI College in Dorset ahead of International Women's Day yesterday. A number of volunteers from Penarth RNLI attended the event, taking part in courses to expand their knowledge and experience, bringing that back home to save people at sea. In sports, Swansea and Wales forward Liam Cullen is desperate to keep playing his part, whatever the role, in a big month for both club and country. The 26-year-old will feature for the Swans when they finish a block of championship games with trips to Portsmouth on Tuesday, and when they finish a block of championship games with trips to Portsmouth on Tuesday and Wrexham on Friday. Cullen is then set to link up with Wales as they attempt to earn a spot at this summer's World Cup.
The Indians send signals from the rocks above the pass. The cowboys take position in the bushes and the grass. The score is with the corporal, she is tied in the bushes and the grass. The score is with the corporal, she is tied against a tree. She doesn't mind the language, it's the beating she don't need. She lets loose all the horses when the corporal is asleep. And he wakes to find the fire's dead and arrows in his axe. And Davy Crockett rides around and says it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats. The Sweeney's doing 90 cause they've got nowhere to go. They get a gang of villains in a shed up at Heathrow. They're counting out the fivers when the handcuffs lock again. In and out of Wandsworth with the numbers on their names. It's funny how the missus always looks a bleeding sane. And meanwhile at the station there's a couple of likely lads who swear like as your father and they're very cool for cats, they're cool for cats. Change the mood a little, I've been posing down the pub. I'm seeing my reflection, I'm looking slightly rough. I fancy this, I fancy that, I wanna be so fresh. I'll give a little muscle and I'll spend a little cash. But all I get is bitter and a nasty little rash. And by the time I'm sober, I've forgotten what I've had. And everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat. Everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat, cool for cats. Disco and I think I've got a pull. I ask her lots of questions as she
shape up at the disco when I think I've got a pull. I ask her lots of questions as she hangs onto the wall. I kiss her for the first time and then I take her home. I'm invited in for coffee and I give the dog a bone. She likes to go to discos but she's never on her own. I said I'll see you later and I'll give her some old chat. But it's not like they on the TV when it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. What have we got to look forward to this week? So after another fantastic week of sport around the Vale, so we're going to be looking at how your Vale teams got on domestically in the football. We're going to take a check in at what's been going on in the Elite Hockey League with the Cardiff Devils, and we're going to have a look back at how Wales fared in the round of the Six Nations. So all that and more here to come at Bro Radio.
An old man turned 98. He won the lottery. It's a black fly in your Chardonnay. It's a death row pardon 2 minutes too late. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? It's like do think it's like rain.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to dive straight into the football. And on the back of their historic Nathaniel MG Cup win, Barrytown United were in action again last Tuesday, where they were taking on Penobont. And they beat Penobont 1-0 at Jenner Park. And it was a cup scoring hero, Yian Owen, on the score sheet again. So that result sees Barry in fifth place in the league at the moment, but they're only 1 point. Off third place Penobont. And on Saturday, they travel to Colwyn Bay. And in the Adram Premier, there was no game for Barrytown United Ladies. But on Sunday, they are away to bottom of the table, Pontypridd United. And in the Cymru South, Llantwit Major beat Pontypridd United 4-0. All four goals were scored in the second half, and that started with Jack Bevan, and then Bevan got his and Llantwit Major's second 2 minutes later. Josh Jones with the third, followed up again by Jones scoring Llantwit Major's fourth and his second of the game, and that sealed victory for Llantwit Major, and that leaves them eighth in the league. And tomorrow they are away to Cwmbran Celtic. And also in the Cymru South on Saturday, Ciara Ely, they beat Avonlea Lido 4-1. Liam Bishop with the game's first goal, and Luke Gullick just before half time doubled the lead. Corey Woods saw red midway through the second half, and Jack Pascoe was next on the score sheet, and Callum Jones put one goal in his net before scoring at the correct end 5 minutes later. So that result sees Ciara Ely fourth in the Cymru South, pushing for promotion. And next, they're on tomorrow. They're at home to Trio and Stars. And Ely Rangers, they lost 5-0 to Llantwit Vardar. Shieldon Jones with two early goals, Nat with two, and Keach sealed the victory. Ben Thomas saw red along with Thomas Buttle. And that result leaves Ely Rangers 11th in the league, and next they're away to Abervalley. And Cardiff Airport, unfortunately, they lost 1-0 to Morriston Town. Luke Dalin's goal. And Cardiff Airport, unfortunately, they lost 1-0 to Morriston Town. Luke Dalin's goal was the difference here. And that result then leaves Cardiff Airport 7th in the league. And on Saturday, they're away to Pontardawe. But Dinas Powys, they beat Watts Town 4-0. Ma Adeluki and Joseph Rees with three quick goals. The home team missed a penalty, then had a player sent off. Ben Erickson got the fourth before half-time. And that result leaves Dinas Powys third in their league. And on Saturday, half-time. And that result leaves Dinas Powys third in their league. And on Saturday, they're home to Penrhyn-Cybar. So that keeps you up to action with what's been going along with your football teams around the Vale. But that's not all for football on today's show. A bit later, I went down to Barrytown United and I spoke to a newly formed women's vets team. So you can hear that later here at Pro Radio.
Pro Radio.
The Vale Family Compass is your new one-stop front door for information, advice, support and protection for children, young people, parents and carers in the Vale of Glamorgan. The Vale Family Compass includes the Vale Family Information Service, Family's First Advice Line, Team Around the Family, Vale Parenting Service and the Intake Team. Find out more at valefamilycompass.co.uk or follow us on Facebook. Just search Vale Family Compass.
On Mother's Day this year, show your mum you love her with some gorgeous flowers from Budding Designs. She deserves more than a supermarket bunch.
At Budding Designs, we have a beautiful range of blooms and eco-friendly hand-tied bouquets, plants and gifts. Simply visit buddingdesigns.co.uk to order online or call us on 01446 40 46 60 to arrange delivery straight to your mum.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
Rhwystrau. Ni gyd wedi profi nhw. Dyw colli pwysau a'i gadw i ffwrdd ddim yn llwybr hawdd. Mae bywyd yn brysur. Mae cymhelliant yn wedi profi nhw. Dyw colli pwysau a'i gadw i ffwrdd ddim yn llwybr hawdd. Mae bywyd yn brysur, mae cymhelliant yn mynd ac yn dod, ac mae hynny'n iawn. Dyw rhwystrau ddim yn golygu diwedd y siwrne. Mae'n tyn amser i ail-ffocysu, fel y gallu di ddal ati a pharhau i wneud cynnydd. Mae dros 100,000 o bobl eisoes yn cadw i siwrnau symud gyda chyngor wedi deilwra gan y gig. Ymuna nhw heddiw. Ceripwysaiach.cymru.
Vale Breakfast
with the Bro Radio app.
Download now from your app store.
Bro Radio's Community Awards is back for 2026, recognising the best of the Vale of Glamorgan. You can find out more about our 13 categories and how you can make a nomination on Vale Breakfast Wednesday after 8 a.m.
Waking up the Vale on Vale Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m.
Do you know what's worth fighting for when it's not worth dying for? Does it take your breath away and you feel yourself suffocating, suffocating? Does the pain weigh out the pride and you look for a place to hide? Did someone
Wow. something inside this heart has died. You're in ruins.
This is your Monday Night Sport. This is your Monday Night Sport Show with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to have a quick look at the Elite Hockey League to see how the Cardiff Devils got on in the ice hockey. And they had two games over the weekend. They were both away to Belfast Giants. And in the first game, the Devils beat the Belfast Giants 5-2. With visiting forward Ryan Barrow and Scott Conway exchanging goals to make it 1-1 after the first period. Barrow added a second after the break before Ryan Smith responded to make it level going into the third. But then the Devils went on to dominate with two goals from Cole Sanford before Josh McDonald added a fifth in the final minute to seal an emphatic victory. But then the Devils met the Giants again the second time on that weekend, and the Giants actually bounced back and they beat the Devils with a thrilling 5-4 win. Belfast led at the top of the Elite League standings, have been cut to 6 points. When the Devils beat them on Saturday, but the Devils started Sunday's contest on top, taking an early lead in the first period through Riley Brandt. The lead lasted just 90 seconds, though, as Jake Gutt levelled the game before a power play goal from Scott Conway gave the hosts a first lead of the night. Bo Hansen and Ryan Smith were both on target for the Giants in the middle period, but Brandt's second and third goals of the game kept Cardiff within striking distance. Trailing 4-3, the Devils' pool keeper Ben Bowens, with 24 seconds remaining, Conway's second goal of the game into an empty net appeared to end the scoring. The Devils needed just 12 seconds to reduce the deficit to one goal once more, as Josh McDonald made it 5-4 with 12 seconds of play. But Cardiff could not find another in the remaining seconds, as the Giants held on to win and now move 8 points clear of the Nottingham Panthers and Sheffield Steelers. So what has that done for the Elite Hockey League? Clear of the Nottingham Panthers and Sheffield Steelers. So what has that done for the Elite Hockey League standing? So Belfast Giants are still currently on top in the Elite Hockey League, played 44, but they are on 70 points. The Sheffield Steelers have played one game more, so they played 45, and they're on 64 points. And the Nottingham Panthers have also played 45, and they're on 64 points. With the Devils now slipping to fourth, again, have played 45 and are on 61 points. So that's been, although they lost one of the games, it seems to have been a good weekend for Belfast, as they're now currently 6 points clear of second and third, and they are a massive 9 points clear of Cardiff Devils now. Below the Devils have a 8 point lead now on Manchester Storm. Manchester Storm do have a game in hand. And then all the others, they're kind of 11 plus more points, off the Devils. So I still think it's going to be the top four of the order that they're going to be in. But which order, who knows? But I think the Giants have made a massive leap now towards potentially winning the Elite Hockey League there. But like anything, we know ice hockey, there's so many games go on in such a quick succession that this could change round really quickly. And talking of changing round really quickly, the two games that the Devils have got this weekend, the first one, they're coming up against the Glasgow Clan, and then they are playing Nottingham Panthers. So the Nottingham Panthers is going to be an interesting game, because if they can win their two games, then they'll be right there with Nottingham Panthers, there, which is currently in third. So it's lots to happen, and it's still really exciting in the Elite Hockey League there. So up on Pro Radio now, we've got one of our local artists' song, and this is Captain Accident, Slither on the Dashboard. And this is from a Cardiff-based reggae ska artist. Slither on the Dashboard tells the true story of delivering his family's snake to its new home, only for it to escape its vivarium and slither onto the passenger seat. With nowhere to pull over on the A470, all he could do was keep driving and hope he didn't crash.
Oh, video phone.
So that was Slither on the Dashboard by Captain Accident. Now I'm going to take you back here at Bro Radio, back to Friday night, 10 past 8. Wales were just about preparing to take on Ireland and I was full of excitement. And it was a decent game at half time, but unfortunately, ultimately going down 27 points to 17, with potentially one or two contentious issues in there. But I think, for me personally, the Wales team have been developing, and they've been getting, you know, if they started playing like this at the beginning of the tournament, then I think we'd all be feeling a lot more positive. And yes, it is another loss, but I think it was a really good performance. And I think it's also the moment of the six was when Rhys Carey handed off the Irish defence and then went in from, it was probably 22 metres. I keep seeing things now on social media saying this, but by the time we talk about it in a few weeks' time, I've told everyone he sprinted in from 50 metres on there. But it was absolute fantastic, and you know, I think that's the way that rugby should be played. He had a smile on his face when he went over the line there, and should be played. He had a smile on his face when he went over the line there, and to be honest, the Irish winger didn't look like he wanted to put a tackle in on Rhys there as well. But with two tries to their name, and they were in it up to half time. There was only 2 point gap. It was, and again, it was unfortunately another loss. But I think there are definitely signs. It's set up for really interesting signs there, and it's set up for really interesting. And I say this is set up for really interesting Super Saturday. So, with my hope and optimism, so Scotland have got a chance to win the Six Nations, which is absolutely fantastic, because they weren't on the radar as anyone's favourites, and if they can do the business against Ireland, then who knows what could happen there, and could they do it? I mean, they put 50 points on France, and yes, it was home. France did score 40, a 90-point game. It was fantastic on there. I think Scotland were lucky there wasn't another few minutes left of the game, because I think France were really building up ahead of steam. My moment of the Six Nations for the last round was Rhys Carey's try. And for me, the Italians beating the English was really good to see. It making the Six Nations competitive on there. Obviously, we've got Italy left to play, so it's kind of a double-edged sword, but it is still really exciting. So Scotland can still win the Six Nations. Ireland can still win the Six Nations, but both of them teams, they would need to beat each other with a bonus point victory, so a four-try victory. Wales with a bonus point victory, so a four-try victory. Wales and Italy, unfortunately, there's not really a huge amount riding on this game. However, looking at the table, if Wales were to beat Italy with a bonus point, they would need a huge point swing. But then if France were to do a number on England, and England weren't to get any bonus points, so England didn't score four tries and they didn't stay within 7 points of France, then there's a very, very stay within 7 points of France, then there's a very, very small outside chance that England could actually finish bottom of the table. I want to say small chance. Mathematically, it's possible. It's one of those that is probably not going to happen, but we can always hope and dream. I think Wales just need to concentrate on doing the job themselves and get the bonus point victory over Italy and maybe put 15-20 point gap on, because if Ireland absolutely are fired up and do a number on England, anything could happen. It does need to be a exactly 100 point swing in Wales's favour, so lots of connotations on there, but it would all depend on it, Wales winning, getting a bonus point, and how many points the gap is between them and Italy as to what France would need to do. And if Ireland or Scotland, either of them, win with a bonus point, and particularly if Scotland win with a bonus point, then France need the bonus point, would need a bonus point victory themselves, and they would need to, depending on what the score difference is there as well, they would need to put a few points on England to hold the Six Nations. So it is going to be a super Saturday, and there are lots riding on every game on there, and we'll sort of keep you up to date in Bro Radio about what's happening on each of them. And then on Monday, all the excitement of talking about it, but with a little hint of sadness that the Six Nations is going to be over. But next year on Bro Radio, I'm going to be speaking to some ladies from Barrytown United veterans football team.
Bro Radio. Glastonbury, the Vale's big live tribute festival, is back for 2026. With 22 amazing tribute acts performing across one massive weekend, we've tribute back for 2026. With 22 amazing tribute acts performing across one massive weekend, we've tributes to Pink, Foo Fighters, Tom Jones and Steps on the Saturday, and Coldplay, ABBA, Tina Turner and Queen on the Sunday. Check full listings online. Glastonbury 2026, in association with Synergy Scaffolding, live at Romilly Park on Saturday the 25th and Sunday the 26th of July. Sponsored by forklift specialist Gary Watson Motor Co., CJCH Solicitors and Joe Ferriday Aesthetics. Book tickets now at glastonbury.com.
Hello,
Joe Ferriday Aesthetics. Book tickets now at glastonbury.com.
Hair loss doesn't just change how you look. It can change how you feel in your own skin. And for many women, it affects confidence far more than people realise. At Bespoke Aura, we specialise exclusively in non-surgical hair restoration for women. Our mesh integration systems are custom fitted for partial to advanced hair loss, including alopecia and post-chemo regrowth. If you've reached the point where enough is enough, book a private free consultation at bespokeaura.co.uk and find out what's actually possible.
Nominations for Bro Radio's Community Awards with Victoria Park Mazda are open now. Categories include
Sports Club of the Year, sponsored by Cardio Core Fitness. Teacher of the Year, sponsored by Cardiff and Vale College. Community Group of the Year, sponsored by Daniel Matthew Estate Agents.
Nominate an individual, business or group via broradio.fm/awards. Bro Radio's Community Awards with Victoria Park Mazda, the home of new and used Mazda vehicles on Hadfield Road. Used Mazda vehicles on Hadfield Road, Cardiff.
Zero hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. Less flight. find a place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job 5 days a week. A rocket.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And did you know Barrytown United have a women's vets team? So I went along to one of their training sessions on a Friday evening to get the lowdown of the information about this relatively newly formed Barrytown United women's veterans team. And I started by talking to Kate.
I'm just loving being back, to be honest. I played football a lot as a kid. I played for Barry, although it was Barry Gems at the time. We didn't have a girls team in the town then. And yes, I hear that the team are getting back together. I haven't played football in about 10 years. I thought football days were done other than with family. So it's just really good to be back. It's a good laugh. And to be here on Jenner Park under the floodlights is, yeah, it's just a bit special on Barry, isn't it? Yeah.
It is. And what about sort of treading on the AstroTurf again? What was that like the first time you came back and kicked the ball?
Oh, putting boots back on was funny, a bit creaky, but it's just great. It's like muscle memory, how it comes back. Yeah, I wouldn't dare sign up for a real team, dare I say it, you know, a more competitive non-veterans team. I'm nowhere near fit enough, and I feel too old for that. So just being able to come back, play some football, have a game, meet some people. What can I complain about, really?
And what I like, I've been down here about half an hour, and everyone's playing with a smile on their face, and I think that's how football should be played. So is that generally the feel of the team?
Yeah, I guess we're like going back like 20, 25 years in time, when we were like just in school, like playing, although by the time when we were kids, obviously it was all boys, and we had to try and hope to play in the boys. So us to be able to just have a kick around, play, no competitiveness, just enough to give it a go. It's great, it's really good, and people, if they play football at some point or just fancied it, definitely should give it a crack, for sure.
So I'm here with Lisa from the Brighton United Lady Thecks team. So Lisa, it's a bit cold, so what's made you want to come out on a Friday night to do this?
I started coming about a month ago. I used to play football as a kid, absolutely loved it, hadn't played for years ago. But I'd been coaching my daughter's team and just fancied getting involved myself. So came along, gave it a go. Everyone was so welcoming, such a fun atmosphere. So I got the book now.
And I think I was just saying to Kate when I was just speaking to her, just that everyone sees you putting with a smile on their face. It seems to be a really fun atmosphere.
I think it's the most I smile all week. Just literally smile for the full hour. Yeah.
So it's absolutely fantastic. So apart from sort of playing before, what else made you want to join? Did you play before?
Yeah, obviously wanting to keep fit, and it's just finding something that you'll stick at, so you've got to enjoy it, and just find often that what you loved as a kid you still love as an adult, so that's what keeps me coming.
So now I'm here with Connie from the ladies vets team. So Connie, you're taking a little bit of a breather.
Yeah,
you're still smiling.
I need it.
You're still smiling though. So what made you want to take part in football?
Oh, I've never played football before, really. Spent a number of years going and watching my daughters and supporting them to play. And I saw this advertised on Facebook, and I thought, well, I know the rules. I know a little bit more about, you know, football in general. So I thought I'd come along and give it a go.
Even on a cold, windy Friday night like it is at the moment.
It's actually the outdoor bit that I really enjoy. So, it's fun.
And from not playing before, how have you found... I mean, you say you've not played. Obviously, you've had children that have played, so you've picked up some of the basics. But how have you found actually playing in a team for the first time?
So I play netball, so I was really keen playing a team sport. So I came and gave this a go just as a bit of a taster, and they're such a lovely group of ladies, made me feel really welcome. I feel like I fitted in. They make you feel welcome even if your skills are lower than the girls, and it's just a really good.
So I'm now here with Kelly. Kelly, I know you've just had a break and you've just switched sides now. But again, just like everyone else, there just seems to be a really fun atmosphere here and everyone's smiling. So, had you played football before you decided to join?
No, I always wanted to when I was younger. My dad used to take a local team.
So, had you played football before you decided to join?
No, I always wanted to when I was younger. My dad used to take a local team, and I used to say, come on, Dad, starting for women's or girls' football team at the time. But it just wasn't around at that time. I think it maybe happened a few years later. So I've always watched my dad play football. Always watch my son, go along to watch my son. I've always fancied it. So when I saw this advertised on Facebook, I thought, I'm going to give it a try. Also, my dad inspired me because he's 80 in a couple of weeks and he's playing for the over 75s for Wales at the moment. So seeing him do that, I thought, you know, I've got to do it, basically.
And have you regretted it even on a call for... And have you regretted it even on a cold Friday?
Absolutely not. I didn't feel like it this afternoon, but as soon as you get here and you're playing with a great bunch of women, it's really good fun.
Yeah, like I said, it just seems to be really, really fun atmosphere.
It is, yeah. We all get on. We've never met before this, so yeah, we've all just got on really well straight away, and yeah, that's what makes us come back every week, because we all support each other. It's great.
So now finally I'm here with Sarah and Dave. Dave's obviously dressed like that's the coach of this Wales Vets team. And I think, Sarah, you were just telling me just before this that you were sort of one of the people who sort of started all this.
Yeah, so basically what happened, I was approached by a member of the veteran squad. He's the manager. And he wanted to form ladies veterans. And so he said, is there any chance that I could pull some of the old players in? And it just escalated from there. We just put some phone calls out, done some social media. And before we knew it, here we are.
Fantastic. And Dave, you're the one who has to try and keep all this lot
of joy. Well, I got roped in by Sarah, really. Yeah, she said she wouldn't do it without my help.
Yeah,
but they're great. They really are. They're good girls. They work hard, no matter what their abilities are.
You know, the girls here, some of them have never played before. However, they've sat on the side of the pitch with their kids for 15, 20 years. And for them to be actually Hampshire and having a go.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Absolutely
brilliant. You've got a richer coaching. Obviously, it's different abilities and different ages as well. So try pictures so everyone can take part. And to be fair, they try. They don't stop working. It's great. And we've got a couple of friendlies coming up soon. A couple of sides that there's a little league on, a Bex League, Ladies League. There's four teams, and we're hoping to, on a Friday evening, maybe have a nice friendly against them. It's in the groundwork side spot.
It's absolutely fantastic, because we didn't start till the 16th of December.
In the groundwork side spot.
It's absolutely fantastic, because we didn't start till the 16th of December, and we turned up, we had six players. We've got 28 on our books now. You know, and our training sessions will average anything between 15 and 20 players. We've all got other commitments. So it's not that we're asking people to come along and commit every Friday. It would be lovely to see you once, maybe twice in a month. Just come and have some fun. It's absolutely fantastic. We love it.
So that was some of the ladies and Coach Dave from the Barrytown United Ladies Vet. So that was some of the ladies and Coach Dave from the Barrytown United Ladies Veterans team that is still, it's not been going very long, but it looks like the numbers are certainly increasing there. And if that's something you think, oh, I fancy giving that a go, then they train on a Friday evening between 6 and 7 at Jenner Park, where most of them turn up about 5:45 just to get themselves ready. So they can start training at 6 o'clock, and there's going to be players there of all. They can start training at 6 o'clock, and there's going to be players there of all abilities. So if you've never played before, or if you've played but haven't played for a number of years, then more than welcome to go down and give it a go. And it was a great atmosphere down there, and it may be something you've been thinking about, or maybe I want to get back into sport, but a team sport, but I'm not sure how and where. So give the Barrytown United Ladies Vets team a go.